Reading for today is from the prophet Isaiah,
chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Nations shall come to your light, kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all come together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. Your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba, shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Arise, shine, for your light has come, the prophet speaks. But to whom is God giving this command? Well, Zion is the recipient of these words. But given the fact that this is prophecy for the future, this means that Zion must be understood in New Testament terms. God is using Old Testament language to speak New Testament realities to us. So standing on this side of the manger and the cross and the empty tomb, just who is Zion then? The answer, well, you are. We are. The church, God's holy church, is the spiritual Zion. Just as God spoke in the beginning, let there be light, so here is God's church. We are being commanded to arise and shine, for our light has come. Our Savior, the very light to the world in the flesh, the coming of our Lord and Savior into the flesh, the glory of Yahweh has been revealed and made known. In Christ, God's glory has been epiphanized, that is, manifested and made known for all to see. But Isaiah prophesies for us, it's for you to arise and shine. How do we shine forth? Well, the better question is probably, why do we shine forth? We shine forth as a light unto the world, not with our own light, but with the light of Christ. For he is the light of the world. His light implanted in us in baptism, implanted in us by the means of his word, and his sacrament shines forth through us. Apart from Christ and his word is nothing but darkness, deep darkness, unbelief, death. But in Christ, we shine with the splendor of his reflected grace. Make no mistake about it, our God and Lord desires the death of no man. Never has, never will. And this is why he uses us, even us, to shine with his life-giving light. And it's precisely here in this text that we see this beautiful imagery of true worldwide Christ-centered mission taking place. Already being foretold in this text, some 740 years or so before the birth of Jesus. This light of Christ shining forth in the darkness, shining forth through us, draws nations and peoples from every tribe, every tongue, every place, near and far. To put it in liturgical terms, if Christmas was God giving the gift of his only begotten Son to the world, Epiphany is God's unwrapping that gift and showing it up for the whole world to see. Like a moth to flame, they are all drawn, not to us, but to Christ, who shines forth through us. Even kings and rulers will come into this light and bow down to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Lord goes on here in the text to command us to lift up our eyes and look around at all that he is doing. all that he is doing. His ways, his means work. And we don't always believe that, though, do we? We sometimes get too busy looking at the stats, studying things, looking over dollar signs. We often get more worried about shining forth our own works, our strategies, rather than letting the light shine through us and being who we are. Why do we do that? Because sometimes we think that God needs a little help. But we don't need to help God out. Christ doesn't need to be illumined. He illumines all. Lift up your eyes and see, the prophet says. They are all gathering together. God himself tells us that all these nations and peoples are gathering together in the light of Christ. And yes, we should see this and be all the more radiant. Our hearts should thrill and exult, for the light of Yahweh is giving life to all peoples. And he's using us, even us, to accomplish this great and mighty feat. Lift up your eyes and see. People are coming from all over, from the coastlands and the seas, from all over and afar, bringing the abundance of their offerings to the Lord, bringing their sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving into his holy Zion. Our Lord goes on to say that this worldwide coming to the light of Christ will be so profound that we will be covered up in camels. I don't know if that's on your bucket list, to be covered up in camels. Maybe it is. But again, our Lord is using Old Testament terminology here to bespeak New Testament realities. Believing people from all over the world, pilgrims, will come to Christ. And their means of transportation will cover over us. That's how great and efficacious this light of Christ is. And obviously, in the text here, we hear this part about gold and frankincense. And we immediately think of the Magi coming to Christ. This is referring to the Magi, but it's not only referring to them, too. These Magi, these wise men from the East, are just the tip of the iceberg. These Magi are the first Gentiles who come to bask and worship in the light of Christ. They came and did what we do now in the afterglow of Epiphany, to behold the good news of Yahweh and to sing his praises and to be who we are, who we've been created to be, who we've been recreated to be, that Christ's light might shine through us. And then they went back out into the darkness, but full of Christ's light, singing the praises of Yahweh, proclaiming his good news, standing tall in that darkness as ones who have been raised up in Christ and letting his light shine forth through them. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is our reality. This is your reality right here and right now. So arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has shone upon you. Do what you've been given to do, but first and always, be who you are in Christ, the light of the world. May your hearts be radiant, and may you thrill and exult in this blessed Emmanuel reality, for God truly is with you. He is with us now and to the end of the age. He will do it. He does not lie. His light shines bright. And right where he tells us to look, it always has and it always will. In the name of Jesus, amen.